You are listening to the YLM Sermon of the Week podcast with Apostle Mamie S. Tolbert. Be blessed and refreshed by this relevant word from the Lord.
Honor the Lord in this place. I honor our senior pastor, Pastor Steve Tolbert. Amen. And his lovely wife, Sister Melissa. I honor Apostle Willie Tolbert. I honor all of the pastors, all of the ministers. Amen. And I honor each and every individual in this place. You need to know, no matter who you are, I honor you. Even our young people, I honor you. Those that know me know how much I love young people. Amen. Amen. Maybe because I'm still trying to stay young. Amen. Please get your Bibles. Listen, they give me new life when they're around. And turn to Psalm 144 and 1. Psalm 144 and 1. And then I want you to go to Proverbs 24, verse 16. Psalm 144 and 1. Proverbs 24 and verse 16. Now, I'm going to read from the Amplified version, just in case you've got a different version. You know, we still on the same block. Amen. Amen. Psalm 144 and 1. We're going to ask everyone to stand in honor and reverence, respect to God's holy word. God has been doing some awesome things this weekend. Oh, my God. Every time I talk about it, I get excited. Amen. Every time I think about it, I get fired up. Amen. To God be all the glory. See, if you know, you know. Amen. Sometimes we don't know what each other been through during the week. Some of us been through stuff that seemed like we was in hell. But trust me, it ain't hell, even though it feel like it sometimes. But some of us have been through some things during the week, if you only knew. Amen. Psalm 144, verse 1. And it reads, from the Amplified version, blessed be the Lord, my rock and my keen and firm strength, who teaches my hands to war and my fingers to fight. Then Proverbs 24, verse 16. Proverbs 24, verse 16 from the Amplified Version. For a righteous man falls seven times and rises again. We're talking about being resilient. But the wicked are overthrown by calamity. This is the word of God, and God's word is already blessed. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. And so I want to talk to you from this subject, fit to fight. Fit to fight. I want you to agree with me on several things. First of all, that God would be pleased, honored, and glorified as a result of the word that shall come forth in this place on today, that you, the people, will be encouraged, reminded, empowered, and edified, and that the devil will be disappointed and horrified. Can you lift your hands and say with me, Lord, as your servant has decreed and declared, be it so in your name. Now come on and bless the Lord in this place. God taught me years ago that when I dance in advance, when I praise him before I see it, no matter what I'm asking him for, he taught me a long time ago that it expedites the process. Not only that, but it builds and strengthens my faith. Not only that, but he allows me then to see more miracles, signs, and wonders that happen as a result of my faith and my trust in him. Fit to fight. And so the theme is the resilient warrior. And so for those of you who understand, first of all, who Yes Lord Ministries is, you have to agree that we are resilient. In the 30 years that we have been in existence, we have been through much. We've been through so much until there are times that you could plainly see the strategy of the enemy. How many know that he comes to steal, to kill, and destroy? Are you hearing me? And so when you are serious for the Lord, understand that he does not want you to be successful in accomplishing and in fulfilling the purpose, the plan, and the destiny that God has already ordained for your life. You do know he already ordained it. You do understand that before we were even born, God decided. He already decided who we were going to be. He already decided what we were going to do. He already decided what our purpose was. God already decided. It just took some time for us to catch up. Anybody hearing me? It took time for us to, do you really think I planned to be standing here today? Now, my plan would have been that I would have been sitting out there listening to somebody else do this. You understand where I'm coming from? Because here's the thing. And back in the day, I can remember clearly when God made it clear to me. I was only a teenager when he made it clear to me. And after I got saved and I received and accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, it was glaringly made clear to me by God. Anybody ever had God make some things clear to you? See, some folk ain't understanding, Brother Larry. Some folk ain't getting it yet. And the reason why they ain't getting it because, see, if they were like me, kind of similar, they tried to overrule God. Huh? Because my thing was, what? Me? Who? I don't have no preacher voice. God was like, what do a preacher voice sound like? Sound like a voice, right, Sister Knight? And I'm like, let me just be back there helping other folk and encouraging. You go ahead. I'll be the one doing that. I'll be the cheerleader. God said, I know what I told you, and I know what I called you to do. And so understand that God has already decided who we will be. Now, I talked about all the things that we've been through in the years that we've been in existence. There were times that the enemy did strategy specifically to shut down Yes Lord Ministries. Oh, you need to understand. When you have been called to do great things, come on, look at your neighbor and say, I know you've been called to do great things. When you've been called to do great things, the enemy will do whatever he can to shut it down. You need to understand. See, some folks think that because I'm up here, I'm more important than you. But you need to understand, you are equally as important. You are equally. That was never me. That was never me. I was the one, and talking about the cartwheel, that stuff, yeah, I started out kind of like that. Then one day somebody had come at me, and they was the one starting, you know, they going to bully me because I'm shy and quiet. Y'all need to understand, I was shy and quiet. I really was. And so, you know, they feel like the shy and quiet one is the one that's weak. So I just stand there looking at them. They like, ooh, you know what they wolf tickets. They just talking. I'm standing there. I'm just looking. And in my mind, I'm like, I don't want to fight. I really don't want to fight. And you know, that's how it is in the spirit. We don't want to fight. We really don't want to fight. Some folks, I ain't signed up for this. Yes, you did. You exist. You were born. And so I can remember when they stood up and I started with the windmill kind of thing. Now, how many know that ain't hitting nobody and leaving you wide open? I stopped and I looked at them coming at me and I went, pop. That was the end of the fight. That was it. Got they nose, that blood all over, that was the end. They went running, crying and running. Well, you shouldn't have came at me. Then I looked at how you was moving and I sized you up. You need to understand. I checked out and I said, okay, coming like that, I know what I'll do. Boom, the end is over. Word started spreading. Other folk wanted to try me. No, please don't. I don't want to. I really, boom, okay. And so the reality is, in the spirit, we are like that. We don't want to fight. But the reality is, just like in the natural, you got to be prepared to do what you got to do. Somebody say, you got to be prepared to do what you got to do. And so you got to be fit to fight. And when in the natural, the athletes go through their training. Now, here's the thing. When we hear the word fight, and God showed me this. God said, now, when you come out with this, some folk gonna say, well, Christians ain't supposed to fight. You're supposed to turn the other cheek. And you know, that's why a lot of us have been taken advantage of. Because folk come and they figure they can just get over on you. Because you a Christian, you ain't gonna fight back. Especially in the physical. But what they don't understand, our fight ain't physical. See, that's the deep thing. That Apostle Willie, the deep thing is, because our fight not physical, they're not looking for all we got to draw from to win the fight. They don't understand. All I got to do is call my angels. My warring angels, my ministering angels, I ain't got to pull my hair back and put no Vaseline on my face. I don't have to take my earrings off. I can still look cute. And be standing up there saying, God, I thank you for sending my warring angels and my ministering angels. And they already got the sword drawn. They coming. That's all I got to do. But the foe underestimate the power of the resilient warrior. And so God said, when you say fight, right away folk gonna say, oh, she talk about fighting a whole lot. You ain't supposed to be fighting. You're supposed to be turning the other cheek. But the word fight, even though it's not commonly associated with Christianity or anything positive for that matter, but it is tied to fighting with the things that we are confronted with. In the King James Version, fight is mentioned at least 102 times. Why is that mentioned in scripture if we ain't supposed to fight no kind of way? So that told me something. Because, you know, I get that fighting spirit in me and I'm like, right away you want to rebuke it in the name of Jesus. That ain't to be rebuked all the time. Especially when it's with righteous indignation. In other words, you sick and tired of the devil's junk. You tired of him messing with other folk. You tired of him messing with you. You tired of the stuff that he doing. There is nothing to rebuke there. Since you tired of it, now let's do something about it. And that's where being fit to fight comes in. We got to prepare for the battle. Somebody say, prepare for the battle. And so we have different fights that are necessary. Now, there are those times that, and the Bible even says, this time you won't even need to fight. I love those times. I love those times when the enemy just be defeated right before you. That the Lord will just take care of it. You ain't got to. All you got to do is rely and trust on him. Because there are those times you won't even need to fight. That's why I can still look cute with my little earrings on. I ain't got to pull them out my ear. But then there comes those times that we gotta fight. And most of our most intensive fighting is on our knees. It's in prayer. Our scripture is true. If my people, which are called by my name, I believe that this is a time and a season where God is allowing things to occur to get us in position to do what he already told us to do before, and we didn't have time to do it. Or we didn't want to take the time to do it. Or we was too tired to do it. Or we were too busy to do it. Come on. And God said, okay, I'm gonna let this happen then. We'll see what you're going to do. What you going to do? Right on your face before God. Right on your knees before God. Bowing your head before God. Doing what? Praying. Praying, asking God to turn things. Asking God to, but he will allow different circumstances. If you won't willingly obey, tell your neighbor. If you won't willingly obey, God will set up the circumstances where you'll decide to obey. Oh, come on, bless the Lord in this way. Because somebody ain't willingly obeying. And I'm really concerned because God about to get you. God about to get you. There are times that, you know, we say, oh, God is patient and he's long-suffering. Keep looking at scripture. Keep searching scripture where you'll find that God said, okay, that's enough. That's enough. I'm getting ready to move. I'm going to move in judgment. I'm going to move in. Come on here now. Look at Sodom and Gomorrah. Doing all kinds of perverted stuff, whatever they wanted to do. And God said, that's it. And the servant of God said, God, please don't do it. Don't do it right now, God. If I could find this number of people, if I could find that number of people, God said, if you can find them, I won't destroy the city. He couldn't find them, so he reduced the number. God, if I could find, he said, if you can find them, I won't destroy the city. Kept on until the people got so wicked, they were coming after the people of God to be perverted with them. Trying to touch, see, touch not mine anointed. You don't touch God's people. You don't touch them even with your mouth. What do I mean by that? Don't speak nothing on them. Don't talk. If I can't say anything positive about somebody, I don't say anything. Are you hearing me? I don't say anything except to pray and pray good things. Anybody hearing me? No, but you so upset, you don't like them, you can't stand them, this, that, and the other, and you running off at the mouth. You got to be real careful. Then stuff start happening, and you wondering why stuff happening. Things going bump in the night, and you don't know what's going on. It's because you have crossed over to a territory. And so we look at scripture. The scripture that I read, and why is that in there if we ain't supposed to be prepared? It said, blessed be the Lord, my rock and my keen and firm strength. And what does he do? Who teaches my hands to war and my fingers to fight. We gotta be battle ready. Somebody say, are you battle ready? Listen, I understand and I realize somebody tired, they don't feel like doing none of it. But you're going to do something one way or the other. So why not be on the Lord's side doing it? And so as we look here, somewhere somebody decided that in the Christian realm and with church folk that you ain't supposed to be prepared. Now, listen, I no longer have to go out there and go boom to cold cop somebody. Y'all got a powerful right hook, y'all. I don't have to use it no more. The reason why I don't have to use it no more is because I got heaven's backing now. See, since I've come on the Lord's side, I no longer have to handle my business like I used to handle my business. Anybody hear me? Now I got God, and so I handle my business a different way. God, I need to talk to you. And you can talk to God. You ain't got to have no big, fancy, swelling words. I know I hear all these people going into a tune with their prayers and all of that. That's wonderful. That's anointed sometimes. That's gifted and anointed. But maybe that's not you. That might not be the way you pray. You might pray like this. What's up, God? Hey, look, here's where I'm at. That might be the way you pray. And the way you talk to God, and you know what? That's cool. You know why? Because God knows we're all different. Oh, somebody need to give God some glory in this place. Because he knows we're all, you're not going to do it the way somebody else would do it. That's why when you come to church back in the day, if you didn't come in dressed a certain kind of way, they be looking at you and all that. Look, I pulled out several robes. And said, okay, last night, what am I going to preach in tomorrow? And it was like, usually God will be like that one. God didn't say anything about any of them. Beautiful robes. And I kept thinking, I said, okay, what am I going to, well, this is it, y'all. I started to come in some fatigues. I was about to roll up in here in some fatigues. I used to have some armor that I had. You know, the armor with the breastplate and the sword and the helmet and the feet shot. I had all of that, those pieces of armor. I'm going to get me some more. I'm going to roll up in here one day. I was looking. I said, where's my armor? But here's the thing. God wants us to just come. He wants us to just come. If I had rolled up in here in my jeans and sneakers, I'm just as anointed. I could have still preached. Huh? Yeah, I do wear jeans and sneakers. I love it. I can prophesy in them. I can preach in them. I can sing in them. I can pray in them. And guess what? I'm still anointed and called by God. I could walk up here in them, but I don't want to shock some folk to the point where they fall out, you know. When they see me, they be like, oh, what? I don't remember you ever. Yeah, here it is, baby. This is it. And so when we look at being fit to fight, understand, being fit to fight means, yes, we already know we're supposed to put the whole armor on. But see, in the athletic realm, when they're training for a fight, Pastor Cassandra, there's some other things that they do, too. They do some strength training. They do some running. They do some exercising. And they eat right. There's some things that they don't eat when they're getting ready for a fight. Because it affects their body a different way. They don't want to be slowed up when they throw that punch. And so they eat differently. As Christians, we got to be fit to fight, and we got to prepare. We got to eat differently. We can't be out there grabbing everything everybody's saying on social media. Oh, somebody got quiet. Because, see, some folk you think is okay, but it's contaminated food, and you don't even know it. It's contaminated. When it ain't backed up by God and his word, it's contaminated. Anybody hearing me? And so God would not have us. Here's the thing. Fast food is not good for you. Now, I like me some French fries. But I can't eat French fries all the time. I got to get my green leafy vegetables in. Some folks said, one of my best friends who's going on to be with the Lord, she used to call it rabbit food. She used to say, I don't want no rabbit food. But it's the green leafy vegetables, the tomatoes, the cucumbers. You know, make a nice salad. Sometimes I just eat the lettuce. Sometimes I don't even do a dressing. You know why? because there's so much sodium in the dressings. And so too much sodium makes you retain water. Did you know that? Too much sodium bloats you. Too much sodium increases and raises your blood pressure. And so because I am a resilient warrior, I've got to reduce some stuff that I normally would engage in. It don't mean I can't have a little every now and then, but it means I got to exercise discipline. Somebody say discipline. Because y'all know I like my chocolate cake. Don't mess with me. I'm going to give me a slice every now and then. Come on. Don't be a hater. And don't judge me. Amen. Yesterday I was in it. I had it. I had it going. And I thought to myself, I said, okay, I know I can't do this all the time. And so it is in the spirit. There are different things that we like to do. And it's not a sin. But guess what? Sometimes you got to focus on spiritual things that's going to build you up and strengthen you. Then you can go and, you know, you can do the other. But here's the thing. They also train so that they don't bother with anything that's going to make them lose focus on the fight. Are you hearing me? And so they abstain from some stuff for a period of time so that they can remain focused. How many know? We need to remain focused. There's some things I want God to do for my family. Yes, my husband. Yes, my children and my grandchildren. But my family, my mom, my sisters, my nieces, my nephews, my cousins. I want God to do some things. And so there are times that I have to engage in warfare on their behalf. There are times I'm slinging in the spirit while I'm in a fight because some of them have not yet surrendered totally to the Lord. The ones that have, it makes it a bit easier when you're interceding. But for the ones that have not yet surrendered, and you're interceding, you got to understand, because the enemy will say they want to be with me. They like what they're doing. I liked what I was doing too, but it wasn't good for me. And so I surrendered to the Lord. And so being fit to fight, ask your neighbor again, are you battle ready? And so we already know what the word resilient means. The word resilient means the ability to bounce back. But somebody say, and there's more. The ability to bounce back quickly. Somebody say, and there's more. And so the thing is that, yes, it is the ability to bounce back quickly and to withstand unexpected. Somebody say unexpected. Things that you weren't looking to happen, that happen. The adverse shocks that impact you. You can recover from the trauma of those things. And you can do it relatively quickly. Now, quickly for me may be different than quickly for you. See, people judge too much. Just because you act like you ain't over it yet, when is it going to take? That's none of your business. That's between them and God. God be the one that's in charge of the process. He going to deal with me differently because I know better about some things. He's harder on me with some things. Why? Because of what I've been called to. He has to be harder on me. Because I'm one of those hard-headed personalities. Anybody else will admit it. Let me put it this way. I needed Jesus for real. Anybody hearing me? Folk looking at me now, oh, I'm loving on the Lord and all that. Oh, baby, you better be glad you met me after Christ. After Christ. Somebody say after Christ. And so, as we are resilient, we need to be resilient in every area of our lives. We need to be resilient in our finances. Somebody hear me in here. Woo, Jesus. Proverbs 24 and 16 says, for a righteous man falls seven times and rises again. That is the illustration of resilience. No matter how many times I'm hit, I get up again. Anybody hear me? No matter how many times I'm attacked, I come through. Oh, come on here. No matter how many times I'm confronted, I fight through it until I get the victory. That's resilience. And so as we look at this, realize and understand that in order for us to be fit to fight, we got to make a decision. Are you a storm chaser or a builder? Ask your neighbor, are you a storm chaser or a builder? Storm chasers fall behind storms. Are you hearing me? For different reasons. Some of them follow behind storms because it's a thrilling experience. They're thrill seekers. Anybody a thrill seeker? It's all right. Ain't no wrong with being a thrill seeker. You love excitement. You love adventure. Huh? My husband is a bit riskier, him and my granddaughter, than I am. They thrill seekers. They love the excitement. I'll be like, I ain't getting on that ride with y'all. I'll be down here waiting on you as you go on up. They're thrill seekers in different areas. There are things that they be like, yeah, let's do that. I'll be like, not me. Not doing it. And so storm chasers are thrill seekers. They look for where a storm is gonna develop so they can follow that storm. But builders, on the other hand, try to get ahead of the storm. Let me walk around and let that marinate a little bit. Builders try to get ahead of the storm. Builders spend their time and energy on ensuring that their foundation is solid. That things are in order that need to be in order so that they can be firm during the storms. Anybody? Because the storms are coming. Understand, storms are not always bad. There are some storms that can be categorized as destructive. Then there are other storms that clear the path. Are you hearing me? And so understand that when you become a builder, now it doesn't mean that there are some storm chasers that don't decide to become builders. Because when we decide to become a builder, we examine how aligned our life is with the will of God. God, are you pleased with this? God, is it all right to do this? God, am I supposed to go through that door? Is that a door that you opened for me? Is that what I'm supposed to be doing, God? Am I supposed to be there? So that is the builder. Are you hearing me? Storm chasers focus on emotions, circumstances, and people. Emotions, how do I check out my feelings? Circumstances, how do I make my life as smooth as possible? People, how do I make sure people like me? Huh? Anybody hearing me? We all want to be loved, but guess what? It's all right if you don't with me. But here's the thing. It's between you and God, because we can't hate anybody and see God in peace. We can't hate anybody and get to heaven, because there's no hatred in heaven. And so builders are responsive. We understand how God is helping us to adapt. Somebody say adapt. No matter what the situation or the circumstance, because we are resilient warriors, we adapt in the situation. Sometimes we have to know how to pivot. Somebody say pivot. Sometimes you can't always stay where you plan to stay or be what you plan to be or do it the way you plan to do it, because Somebody say God shifts. And so when God shifts, we got to shift with God. Somebody look at your neighbor and say, move with God. Sometimes God is shifting and we still trying to be in the same place. Here's the thing. The reason why you feel out of place is because you have not moved with God, because you haven't surrendered to him totally. That's why you feel out of place. That's why you feel like, oh, my season is up. Your season ain't up yet. You ain't even finished the season yet. Hallelujah. I'm getting ready to wrap up. I'm getting ready to wrap up. I'm getting ready to wrap up. Understand this. Being resilient, we bounce back and we're firm despite the trials. We're firm despite the tribulation. We're firm no matter what happens. Look at Joseph in scripture. Joseph was a dreamer. Somebody say he was a dreamer. Most of the resilient warriors are dreamers. You can't tell everybody your dream. We're talking about being fit to fight. You can't share it with everybody. Everybody not going to be excited because you're dreaming. Everybody not going to support your dreaming. Some people going to tell you, are you kidding me? You shouldn't do that. You can't do that. Because you weren't supposed to tell them about the dream in the first place. And so Joseph, he act like he had diarrhea of the mouth. He told his brothers about the dream. He told his daddy about the dream. The brothers got jealous. There'll be some people who you truly love that are part of your life. When they see that you are different, the sea will rise its ugly head. Why is that happening for him? Why is that happening for her? That's why you can't tell everybody your dream. And so Joseph was taken by his brothers and thrown in a pit. Hallelujah. Anybody hearing me? Oh, but I got good news. Somebody say good news. I gotta make a long story short, because the clock is winding. He went from being in a pit to being in the palace as one of Pharaoh's trusted advisors. How many know God will fit you so that you're ready to fight? You gotta be prepared. Maybe I'm not a bully. I'm not gonna start a fight. But I better be ready in case somebody else decides they wanna pick on me. Decide they wanna start a fight with me. Decide they wanna try to take me out. Understand that the devil don't play fair. He ready to take you out. He looking for you not to surrender to God so that you won't have heaven's backing. But the devil is a liar. I encourage you today to get prepared for battle. Be ready for battle. That's the problem, it's your word. God's word is future, there will be no casualties of war under my watch. I'm going to go back and get you and pull you out and dance the victory dance. Warriors in here. Listen, some of you may be in the midst of going through something right now, but I want to speak into your life and I want to tell you, no matter what you're going through, you're still a resilient warrior. God can still bring you through victoriously. Oh, listen, some things we go through, you can tell we've been in it after we come out of it. But that's a reminder for us to give God praise. Every time we think about giving up, we remember, who is that? Their hip was out of joint because they wrestled with the angel. Jacob, that was a reminder every time he limped that he had wrestled with the angel. Every time there's some things right now. Every time I think about it, every time I experience it, I lift my hands up to the Lord. Because, see, the enemy tried, but it didn't work. It didn't work. Hallelujah. He tried it, but it didn't work. If there's someone here today and you want to receive and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you're here and you want to become part of Yes Lord Ministries, we're going to give you an opportunity to come at this time. Yes, what ministry?
My God, it was such a phenomenal service today, and we just, the word was amazing.
Were you blessed? Listen, if you were blessed, don't forget to join us again. And listen, don't join us by yourself. Make sure that you invite somebody to join us with
you. Yes, you don't want your family and friends to say, you went to Yes Lord Ministries? Oh my God, you got to be here. See you next time.
We look forward to seeing you again soon. Bye-bye.
Join us for weekly services at 11:30 each Sunday morning. Our location is 225 North 8th Street in Kenilworth, New Jersey. Every Wednesday morning from 5:30 a.m. to 5:45 a.m. join us for corporate prayer. Our call-in number is 716-427-1096 and the access code is 172268#. Every Wednesday evening at 7:30 p.m. join us for Spread the Bread Bible Study as we dive into the Word of God. Partner with YLM financially using the following methods. The YLM mobile app. Text GIVE to 1-844-948-3895. Cash App $ Yes Lord M. On Givelify search for Yes Lord Ministries in Kenilworth, New Jersey. Our website. Visit www.ylmconnect.org and click donate. Mail checks and money orders to Yes Lord Ministries, Post Office Box 425, Union, New Jersey 07083. Stay connected and grow in your faith with our mobile app. It's available in the Apple App Store and Google Play Store today.
On behalf of myself, Pastor Steve Tolbert, Apostle Willie Tolbert, Apostle Mamie Tolbert, and the entire Yes Lord Ministry Church family, I want to say thank you for joining us and see you at our next service.